الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نستمر في قراءة الكتاب أو لرسالة أسئلة وأجوبة للصغار ولا يستغني عنها الكبار.
She began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went on to seek to proceed. We're going to continue our reading through the book, Questions and Answers for the Youth that the Elders are also in need of.
ونحن في ليلة السابع عشر من جماد الآخر لعام 29/400 الموافق ليلة الواحد والعشرين من الشهر السادس لعام 28.
And today's date, it is the 17th of Jumad al-Akhira in the year 4029 of the Hijra, coinciding with the 21st of June 2008.
في زيارتنا هذه التي أسأل الله نجعلها زيارة مباركة وأن يجعلها خالصة لوجه الله الكريم.
On this visit to you all that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make blessed and I make it sincerely seeking His face.
أخوكم وحدثكم الكويت سالم بن سعد الطويل.
Your brother and the one speaking to you is Salim bin Sa'd al-Tawil.
ما زلنا في ذكر أركان الإيمان وقد ذكرنا أنها ستة. الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى.
And we are still speaking about the pillars of Iman. And the pillars of Iman, there are six: belief in Allah, the angels, the books, the messengers, the last day, and the divine decree, the good and bad thereof. And we ended off with the sixth pillar of Iman, and it is the belief in the Qadr, the belief in the divine decree, the good and the bad of it, all of it is from Allah Ta'ala.
Allah Azza wa Jalla khalaqa kulla shay faqaddarahu taqdeera.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He created everything, and He laid out everything in an exact measurement.
ومعنى قدره أي مضى كل شيء في علم الله عز وجل.
And the meaning of Allah measuring everything out is that everything has already been pre-decreed by Allah عز وجل.
ومن أسماء الله عز وجل العليم.
And from the names of Allah عز وجل is العليم, the all-knower.
والله عز وجل علام الغيوب.
And Allah عز وجل, He has knowledge of the unseen.
يعلم ما كان.
He knows that which has passed.
ويعلم ما يكون.
And He knows what is occurring in the present.
ويعلم ما سيكون.
And He knows what is going to occur.
والله عز وجل علم مقادير كل شيء قبل أن يقع. قبل أن تقع. مقادير كل شيء علمه الله عز وجل.
So Allah has knowledge of all things even before they occur.
فخلق القلم وقال له اكتب.
So He created the pen and He said to it to write.
قال القلم وما اكتب.
And the pen stated, what shall I write?
قال اكتب ما هو كائن الى يوم القيامه.
He said, write what is going to occur until the day of resurrection.
فجرى القلم وكتب مقادير كل شيء الى يوم القيامه.
So the pen began writing the exact measurement, the decree of all things that were going to occur until the day of resurrection.
حتى كتب اسماء اهل الجنه واسماء اهل النار.
To the point that He wrote the names of the people of Jannah and the people of the fire.
وكان ذلك قبل ان يخلق السماوات والارض بخمسين الف سنه.
And this was before the paradise and hell was created. And this was before the creation of the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years.
بهذا أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And with this, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has informed us.
ثم الله عز وجل شاء أن يخلق المخلوقات.
Then Allah will to create, all in existence.
إذن علم الله عز وجل مقادير كل شيء.
So Allah had knowledge of all things.
وكتب مقادير كل شيء.
And he wrote out the maqadir, the measurements of all things.
وشاء الله أن يخلق.
And then Allah willed to create.
فخلق كل شيء وقدره تقديرا.
So He created everything and laid out everything with an exact measurement.
فالمؤمن يؤمن بالقدر.
So the mu'min and the believer, he believes in the qadr, the divine decree.
بمعنى يؤمن بأن الله عز وجل سبق علمه لكل شيء.
Meaning that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He already had knowledge of everything, previous knowledge of all things.
وأن الله عز وجل كتب مقادير كل شيء.
And Allah wrote out the measurements of all things.
والله عز وجل خالق كل مخلوق.
And Allah is the one who created all the creation.
شاء أن يخلق فخلق.
He willed to create them, then He created them.
فنؤمن بذلك كله على سبيل الإجمال.
So we believe for نؤمن.
نؤمن بذلك كله على سبيل الإجمال.
So we believe all of that in the general sense.
ولا نتعمق.
And we don't go too deep.
فنقول لماذا فعل الله كذا ولماذا خلق كذا.
So we say that why did this occur and why did He create that.
فلله عز وجل الحكمة البالغة الكاملة.
So Allah has profound, complete hikmah, wisdom.
ولا نحيط بشيء من علمه. ما نحيط بشيء من علمه.
And we're not able to encompass anything from His knowledge.
ولا يمكن أن نعلم عن الله كل شيء وعن ما فعل عن أفعاله وعن حكمته. لا يمكن أن نحيط بذلك.
And we can't know We can't have know everything about Allah, know why He did all things. We can't encompass all of His knowledge. So the knowledge of Allah is not possible for anyone to grasp all of it or encompass it. And this is due to the expansiveness of His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this verse and how Allah describes His knowledge. Allah Azza He mentions that if all of the trees upon the earth, if they were pins,
والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر هذه بحار الدنيا كلها سبع أضعاف صارت حبرا مدادا يكتب به.
And if all these seven seas became ink to write with,
ما نفدت كلمات الله, ما خلص, ما انتهى كلام الله.
All of these, all of this would not be enough to all of the ink itself will run out before the speech of Allah ran out.
أي لو أن أشجار الدنيا كلها كسرت وصنع منها أقلام.
That if all the
أشجار الدنيا.
Now, if all the trees of the dunya would have become pins.
وجاءت الملائكة والبشر والجن.
And the angels and mankind and the jinn.
وأخذوا يكتبون الله عز وجل يتكلم وهم يكتبون.
And that they would begin writing out if Allah عز وجل was speaking, they would begin writing everything that He said.
يكتبون مما يملي عليهم من علمه الواسع.
And they began writing out the things that He conveyed to them from His expansive knowledge.
والمداد الحبر المادة التي يكتبون بها البحار هذه السبعة. البحار هذه وسبعة أضعافها.
And if the ink that they were utilizing were as much as the ocean and seven times its like,
لتكسرت الأقلام.
The pins would break.
وجفت البحار.
And the ink would dry up.
وعلم الله لم ينتهي بعد.
And the knowledge of Allah wouldn't have ended yet.
علم الله بهذه السعة.
The knowledge of Allah is this expansive.
أيستطيع أحد أن يعلم كل حكمة الله عز وجل؟
So is anyone able to know all the wisdom of Allah عز وجل؟
لماذا خلق كذا؟
Why did He create this؟
ولماذا فعل كذا؟
Why did He do that؟
ولماذا أمر بكذا؟
Why did He command with this؟
لا يمكن للإنسان أن يحيط بذلك.
It's not possible for a person to encompass all of this.
الملائكة المقربون قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا.
And the angels that are close to Him, they stated that Subhanallah, there's no, we don't have any knowledge except that which You have taught us.
فالمؤمن شأنه أن يصدق ويؤمن.
So the affair of the mu'min is that he has conviction and he believes.
لا يقول كيف ولماذا.
He doesn't say how and why.
لأن الله عز وجل وصف عباده المؤمنين بأنهم يؤمنون بالغيب.
Because Allah عز وجل He described the believers that they believe in the unseen.
فالذي يؤمن بالغيب.
So the one that believes in the unseen.
هو المؤمن.
He is the believer.
أما إذا أصبح الغيب مشاء شهادة.
As for if the unseen were to become that which we can witness,
فلا ينفع حينئذ الإيمان.
Then there would be no benefit in iman.
أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم He informed
أن الشمس قبل يوم القيامة.
That the sun before the day of resurrection.
ستشرق من مغربها.
That is going to rise from the west.
فلا بد أن نؤمن بهذا.
So we have to. It's imperative that we believe in this.
فلو أن أحدا ما.
So if any given person
لم يؤمن بهذا ولم يصدق.
Doesn't believe in this. He doesn't have a conviction in it.
وقال لا يمكن أن تشرق الشمس يوم من الأيام من المغرب.
And he said it's not possible for one day for the sun to rise from the west.
فإذا شرقت الشمس من مغربها طلعت الشمس من مغربها.
So if the sun were to rise from the west.
فحينئذ لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها.
From here his iman doesn't benefit him.
سيؤمن كل من على الأرض.
Everybody upon earth is going to believe at this point.
قالوا هذا صحيح الذي أخبر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
They're going to say that this is the truth that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had informed us of.
لكن هل ينفع الإيمان؟
But does the iman benefit them here?
ينفع الآن عندما كان الغيب غير بما أن الغيب غيب ما زال غيبا عنا.
So it benefits us here now while it's unseen and it's still the unseen and we believe in it now.
فمن آمن أن في جنة ونار.
So whoever believes that there's a paradise and a fire of hell.
وفي حساب وعذاب ونعيم.
And they believe that they're taken into account in blessing and punishment.
والقبر فيه فتنة وفيه عذاب وفيه نعيم.
And they believe in the grave that there's punishment occur that's going to occur and taken into account in blessing.
وآمن بالمغيبات الشيء الغيبي لحد لا ما وقع.
And they believe in those things that are unseen that haven't occurred yet.
من آمن بالغيب.
Whoever believes in the unseen.
فهو المؤمن.
Then he is the believer.
أما الذي لا يؤمن.
As for the one who doesn't believe.
حتى إذا أصبح الغيب شهادة.
They don't believe until the unseen we're able to witness it.
وقامت القيامة.
And the establishment of the hour has occurred.
ووجد الحساب.
And the taken to account has occurred.
ورأى النار.
And you can see the fire.
هل ينفع إيمانه؟
Does his iman benefit him?
يقول الله عز وجل لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل. أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها.
Now Allah عز وجل He mentions that this iman he won't benefit them if they didn't believe already from before.
ف فالإيمان بالقدر.
So the iman in the qadr, the divine decree.
أن نؤمن أن الله عز وجل.
To believe that Allah عز وجل.
خلق كل شيء.
Created everything.
فقدره تقديرا جعله قدرا معينا.
He gave everything a specific measurement.
قال الله عز وجل قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا.
And Allah عز وجل, He's mentioned that He has given a measurement for everything.
ولا نخوض أكثر من ذلك.
And we don't try to go in further than this.
ما هي مراتب القدر؟
What are the types of qadr?
أربع مراتب.
There are four different types.
سأعيدها ثلاث مرات.
I'm going to repeat them three times to you.
ثم يعيدها بعدي أحد منكم.
Then I want one of you to repeat it after me.
العلم.
Knowledge.
الكتابة.
Writing.
المشيئة.
Will.
الخلق.
Creation.
علم الله عز مقادير كل شيء. علم الله مقادير كل شيء. سبق علم الله بمقادير كل شيء.
نعم. Allah had previous knowledge of all things.
كتب مقادير كل شيء.
He wrote out the measurements of all things.
شاء أن يخلق.
He willed that for it to be created.
فخلق.
So he created it.
إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر.
Surely everything we have created it with a qadr, divine decree.
خلقناه بقدر يعني.
We created it with a qadr meaning.
سبق به علم الله.
We had previous knowledge of it.
كتب الله كل شيء إن ذلك عند الله في كتاب.
Allah wrote everything out in a book that is with Him.
شاء الله أن يخلقه.
Allah willed for it to create.
خلقه الله تعالى.
Then He تعالى He created it.
هذه أربع مراتب القدر.
These are the four different levels of قدر.
علم الله.
Allah had knowledge.
كتب.
He wrote.
شاء أن يخلق.
He willed to create.
خلق.
And He created.
علم.
He had previous knowledge of it.
كتب.
He wrote it.
شاء.
He willed it.
خلق.
He created it.
علم.
He knew it.
كتب.
He wrote it.
شاء أن يخلق.
Will to create it.
خلق.
Created it.
من يعيدها؟
So who can repeat it now?
علم فكتب فشاء فخلق.
He had previous knowledge of it. He had previous knowledge of it.
فكتب.
He wrote it.
فشاء فخلق.
He willed it and created it.
علم.
He previous knowledge of it.
كتب.
Wrote it.
فشاء.
He willed it.
فخلق.
So he created.
نعم.
Yes.
علم. فخلق. نعم. غيره.
Another one.
الربع خالي.
Over here.
أبو عادل. وقع عليك الاختيار. فخلق. سهل لهم. ها.
نعم.
هنا.
Over here now.
نعم. نعم نعم أنت. لا.
هشام.
هشام.
المغربي.
علم. علم فكتب فشاء فخلق.
He willed, he created.
هذا الإيمان بالقدر. أن تؤمن بأن الله عز وجل سبق علمه لكل شيء.
So this is having iman in the qadr, to believe that Allah had previous knowledge of all things.
وأن الله كتب مقادير كل شيء.
And Allah wrote out the measurements of all things.
وأن ما من شيء إلا بمشيئة الله.
And there's nothing that occurs except by the will of Allah.
وأن ما من مخلوق إلا والله خالقه.
And there is nothing for the creation except that Allah created it.
ما معنى إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر؟
So what does it mean that surely everything we have created it with a qadr?
أي علمناه.
Mean we had knowledge of it.
كتبناه.
We wrote it.
وشئنا أن نخلقه.
Then we willed to create it.
فخلقناه.
Then we created it.
علم فكتب فشاء فخلق.
We had knowledge of it, we wrote it, we willed it, so we created it.
علم فكتب فشاء فخلق.
We had knowledge of it, we wrote it, we willed it, we created it.
تدرون لماذا أكرر عليكم؟
Do you know why I'm repeating this to you?
لأن التكرار يفهم الشطار.
Because repeating it increases the intellectuals in their understanding.
طيب هذه مراتب القدر التي يجب على كل مسلم أن يؤمن بها.
So these are the different levels of the qadr as obligatory upon the believer to believe in them.
السؤال الخامس والخمسون.
The 55th question.
أذكر أسماء ثلاثة من الملائكة.
Mention three of the names of the angels.
الجواب جبريل وميكائيل وإسرافيل.
And the angel is جبريل, ميكائيل, and إسرافيل.
وهؤلاء أفضل الملائكة وأشهرهم.
And these are the most virtuous of the angels and the most famous of them.
السؤال السادس والخمسون.
Question number 56.
أذكر الكتب السماوية وعلى من نزلت.
Mention the heavenly books and who they descended upon.
واحد التوراة على موسى عليه السلام.
And one is the Torah that descended upon Musa عليه السلام.
الإنجيل على عيسى عليه السلام.
The Injil, the Gospel that was revealed upon عيسى عليه السلام.
الزبور على داود عليه السلام.
The Zabur, the Psalms that were revealed to داود عليه السلام.
صحف إبراهيم وموسى على إبراهيم وموسى عليهم السلام.
The صحف, the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa that were revealed to Ibrahim and Musa عليهم السلام.
القرآن الكريم على محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And the Noble Quran that was revealed to Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام.
هذه أسئلة يسيرة للأطفال.
These are some easy questions for children.
لقنوها أولادكم. لقنوها أولاد علموها أولاد.
Now that you should teach them to your children.
وتأكدوا من حفظهم إياها.
And you should make sure that they have memorized it.
السؤال 57.
The 57th question.
من أولو العزم من الرسل؟ أولو العزم يعني أصحاب العزيمة الكاملة القوة.
So who are the أولو العزم from the messengers? Who are those strong-willed messengers?
وهؤلاء أكمل من غيرهم من الرسل أفضل.
And these messengers are more complete, more perfect, and more virtuous than the other messengers.
الجواب ترتيبهم تاريخيا.
And the answer in this order, we're going to mention their chronological order.
نوح عليه السلام.
نوح عليه السلام.
إبراهيم عليه السلام.
إبراهيم عليه السلام.
موسى عليه السلام.
موسى عليه السلام.
عيسى عليه السلام.
عيسى عليه السلام.
محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أفضل هؤلاء الخمسة.
And the most virtuous of all these five.
محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Is محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ثم إبراهيم عليه السلام.
And then إبراهيم عليه السلام.
ثم موسى نبي بني إسرائيل عليه السلام.
And then موسى the prophet of children of Israel. Israel عليه السلام.
ثم نوح وعيسى.
Then Noah and Isa.
إذا أفضل هؤلاء هم أفضل هؤلاء هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the best of them is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
السؤال 58.
The 58th question.
اقرأ خواتم سورة البقرة التي يقرأها المسلم قبل أن ينام.
Read the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, that one that the Muslim recites before he goes to sleep.
هاتان الآيتان.
These two verses.
آخر آيتين في سورة البقرة.
Are the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah.
سورة البقرة أطول سورة القرآن على الإطلاق.
And Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest chapter of the Quran in the absolute sense.
ولها فضل عظيم.
And it has a great virtue.
فهي تشفع هي وآل عمران يوم القيامة لقارئها.
So it, Surah Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran will intercede for the one who memorized on the day of resurrection.
والشياطين لا تدخل بيتا تقرأ في سورة البقرة.
And the shayateen, the devils, they don't enter into a house that Surah Al-Baqarah is recited in it.
وفيها أعظم آية أنزلها الله عز وجل.
And in it, it has the greatest verse that Allah revealed.
وهي آية الكرسي.
And it is Ayat al-Kursi.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يقرأ هاتين الآيتين قبل أن ينام.
He will recite these two verses before he went to sleep.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And he عليه الصلاة والسلام stated.
من قرأ خواتم سورة البقرة.
Whoever recites the end of Surah Al-Baqarah.
كفتاه.
Yeah,
ولم يقل مما كفتاه.
He will be sufficed, and he didn't mention what he will be sufficed from.
قال كفتاه ولم يحدد كفتاه من ماذا.
He said he will be sufficed, and he didn't specify what this sufficiency is.
حتى يصير المعنى كفتاه من كل شيء.
So that the meaning is that he will be sufficed in all things.
كفتاه من الجن.
He will be has sufficiency from the jinn and the shayateen, the devils.
من الهم.
From grief,
من السحر,
from magic,
من الغدر يغدر به أحد,
غدر, from retreating,
من كل شيء,
from everything.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يحدد كفتاه من ماذا.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he didn't specify what the sufficiency is.
فيقرأها المسلم.
So the Muslim, he recites it.
على أن يحفظه الله عز وجل من أشياء كثيرة هو لا يعلمها.
That he may be preserved from many things that even only Allah Azza wa Jalla has knowledge of.
وفيها معاني عظيمة هذه الآيات.
In these verses, they have many expansive meanings.
يقول فيها الله عز وجل.
In it, Allah Azza wa Jalla states.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه.
That the messenger he believes in was revealed to him from his Lord.
فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قد آمن بكل ما أنزل الله عز وجل إليه.
So the messenger of Allah, the messenger believes in everything that was revealed to him.
والمؤمنون.
And the believers as well.
وهم الصحابة.
And they are the companions.
لأن لما نزلت هذه الآية.
Because when this verse was revealed.
ما كان في مؤمنون إلا الصحابة.
There were no believers except for the companions.
هذه الشهادة من الله عز وجل.
So this is their bearing witness from Allah عز وجل.
لأصحاب نبي بأنهم مؤمنون.
For the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that they are مؤمنون believers.
كل آمن بالله.
All of them believe in Allah.
وقد تقدم معنا في الدرس السابق.
And in the previous lesson has already preceded.
أن معنى الإيمان بالله.
That the meaning of iman in Allah.
الإيمان بوجوده.
Believing it means believing in His existence.
وبربوبيته.
His ربوبية, lordship.
أي أن الله الخالق المالك المدبر.
Believing that Allah is the believing that Allah is the creator, the king and the disposer of all the affairs in the universe.
والإيمان بألوهيته أي أن الله هو الإله الحق الذي يستحق العبادة وحده.
And believing in his uluhiyah, his worship or his divinity, believing that he deserves all rights of worship alone by himself.
والإيمان بأسماء الله وصفاته أي أن لله الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى.
And believing in Allah's names and attributes, believing that he has beautiful names and lofty attributes.
التي لا تماثل صفات المخلوقين.
That do not resemble the attributes of the creation.
فيقول الله كل آمن بالله.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla says everyone they all believe in Allah.
ما معنى آمن بالله؟
What does belief in Allah mean?
أي آمن بوجوده.
Meaning believe in Allah's existence.
وربوبيته.
His ربوبية is lordship.
وألوهيته.
His ألوهية is worship.
وأسماء وصفاته.
And his names and attributes.
وملائكته أي آمن بملائكة الله عز وجل.
And his angels meaning believing in the angels of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
أنهم موجودون.
Meaning that believing that they exist.
ويؤمن بما علمنا منهم اسمه.
And we believe in the names that we've been informed of. From them.
وما علمنا من صفاتهم.
And what we've been informed about their characteristics, qualities.
وما علمنا من وظائفهم.
And what we have been taught concerning their occupations.
وكتبه.
And his books.
التي أنزلها الله على رسله.
That Allah revealed to his messengers.
نؤمن بوجودها.
We believe in their existence.
ونؤمن بأنها كلام الله.
We believe that it is the speech of Allah.
هي هدى ونور.
That it is guidance and light.
وأن الله عز وجل قد أنزلها مؤقتة.
And that Allah عز وجل revealed them for a temporal period of time. Except for the Quran.
أنزل ليكون خالدا.
Allah revealed it to remain forever.
باقيا.
It will remain
إلى قبيل قيام الساعة.
Until just before the establishment of the hour.
ونؤمن على من نزلت.
And we believe upon who they were revealed to.
فنؤمن بأن التوراة أنزلت على موسى عليه السلام.
So we believe that the Torah was revealed to Musa عليه السلام.
والإنجيل أنزلت على عيسى عليه السلام.
And the Injil, the Gospel, was revealed to عيسى عليه السلام.
والزبور قد أنزلت على داود عليه السلام.
And the Zabur, the Psalms, was revealed to داود عليه السلام.
وصحف إبراهيم وموسى قد أنزلت على إبراهيم وموسى.
And the Suhuf, the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa were revealed to Ibrahim and Musa.
والقرآن العظيم قد أنزل الله على محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And the magnificent Quran was revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ونؤمن قال وكل آمن بالله وملائكته ورسله. آمنوا برسل الله عز وجل.
And we believe in the messenger of Allah عز وجل.
أنهم موجودون.
That they exist.
ونؤمن بأنهم بشر.
We believe that they are men.
رجال.
Men, they're from mankind and they're men.
ليس لهم خصائص ربوبية والألوهية شيء.
They don't have any rights over ربوبية or ألوهية anything at all.
اصطفاهم الله واختارهم.
Allah is the one that chose them.
ليكونوا واسطة تبليغ بين الله وبين عباده.
So they can be an intermediary in Allah conveying to His creation.
وأن هؤلاء معصومون.
And these they don't commit they're free from committing sins.
معصوم من الكذب ومن الكبائر.
They're free from sins and free from the major sins.
اصطفاهم الله واختارهم.
Allah chose them.
نؤمن بوجودهم.
We believe in their existence.
وما وباسم من علمنا منه اسمه.
And we believe in the names that we have been informed of from amongst them.
ونؤمن بهم إجمالا.
And we believe them in the general sense.
منهم من قص الله علينا في كتابه.
From ممن.
منهم من قص الله ومنهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك.
And from them are stories that Allah has revealed to us or told us in His book.
ومنهم من لم يقصه الله علينا.
And from them are those who Allah did not tell us their stories.
يقول الله لا نفرق بين أحد منهم.
Allah says we don't make any distinction between them.
لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله.
We don't make any distinction between any of His messengers.
ما معنى لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله؟
What does it mean that we don't make any distinction between His messengers?
هل معنى أنهم لا يتفاضلون؟
Does it mean that they are not on a different levels?
رب العالمين يقول.
The Lord of all existence, He says.
تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض.
They are messengers and we have preferred some of them to others.
ورفعنا بعضهم درجات.
And we raise some of them in levels and stations.
لكن معنى لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله.
But the meaning here, if we don't distinguish between any one of His messengers.
أي لا نؤمن ببعضهم ونكفر ببعض.
Meaning that we don't believe in some of them and disbelieve in others.
بل نؤمن بهم جميعا.
But we believe in all of them in entirety.
لا نفعل كما فعل بنو إسرائيل.
We don't do like the children of Israel have done.
منهم من آمن بموسى.
From them are those who believe in Musa.
وكفر بعيسى عليه السلام.
And they disbelieved in Isa عليه السلام.
ومنهم من آمن بعيسى عليه السلام.
And from them are those who believed in Isa عليه السلام.
وكفر بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And they disbelieved in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أما المؤمنون.
As for the believers.
فيؤمنون بجميع رسل الله عز وجل.
We believe in all of the messengers of Allah عز وجل.
لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله.
We don't make any distinction between any one of His messengers.
بالإيمان بل نؤمن بهم جميعا.
So we believe in all of them in entirety.
وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا.
And we say we hear and we obey.
وهذا شأن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
And this is the state of the companions رضي الله عنهم.
وهكذا يجب أن نكون.
And likewise it's obligatory upon us to be.
السمع والطاعة يسمعون أمر الله عز وجل ويستقيمون عليه.
So we hear and we obey. We hear the order of Allah عز وجل and we obey Him.
خلافا لبني إسرائيل.
In contrast to the children of Israel.
الذين قالوا سمعنا وعصينا.
Those who say we hear and we disobey.
لكن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما وصفهم الله في هذه الآية.
As Allah described in this verse.
أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا.
They said we hear and we obey.
وبهذا فاق الناس جميعا.
وبهذا.
وبهذا بالسمع والطاعة فاق الناس جميعا.
And by this, they have become better than all of mankind.
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى.
Allah تبارك وتعالى has stated.
إنما كان قول المؤمنين.
That the statement of the
جوابهم وقولهم إذا دعى الله رسول يحكم بينهم أن يقول سمعنا وأطعنا.
That when they are called to obedience, they say we hear and we obey.
والله قد عز وجل عنهم أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا.
And Allah عز وجل, He states that they say we hear and we obey.
لكن إذا قصر الإنسان في السمع والطاعة.
But if a person falls short of the mark of hearing and obeying.
فماذا يفعل؟
What does he do?
يستغفر الله.
He seeks forgiveness of Allah.
فإذاك لما قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا.
So for this reason, when he said we hear and we obey.
قال غفرانك ربنا.
They say your forgiveness, O our Lord.
يعني نسألك ربنا مغفرتك.
Meaning we ask you, our Lord, for your forgiveness.
يقول نحن نسمع ونطيع.
We say we hear and we obey.
ولكن قد نقصر.
But we may fall short of the mark.
فاغفر لنا يا ربنا تقصيرنا.
So forgive us, O our Lord, for our shortcomings.
وإليك المصير المرجع إلى الله.
And the final destination is to you. We will return to you.
قال جل وعلا وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. أي راجعون إلى الله عز وجل.
And Allah عز وجل, He says, we hear, we obey, we seek your forgiveness, O our Lord, and we will return back to you.
قال جل وعلا يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه.
And Allah عز وجل,
تعمل عمل وتكدح ثم تلقى الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل, He says that you all perform actions, then you will return back to Allah عز وجل.
وقال جل وعلا وردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق.
And then Allah عز وجل, He mentioned that they will return back to their true a protector and guardian.
ويقول الله عز وجل,
and Allah عز وجل states,
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة,
those that when they were afflicted with a calamity,
ماذا يقولون,
what do they say,
قالوا,
they say,
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Sure.
إنا لله, أي نحن ملك لله عز وجل.
Sure, we belong to Allah, meaning we are the sovereignty of Allah. Allah owns us.
عبيد لله.
We are servants of Allah.
فيفعل بنا ما يشاء وما يريد.
So He does whatever He wills, whatever He wants to do with us.
فإنا ملك لله وعبيد وخلق من خلق الله.
So we are of Allah's dominion, and we are His servants.
وإنا إليه راجعون, راجعون إلى الله عز وجل.
And surely we will return to Him, and we will return to Allah عز وجل.
هذه الآية الكريمة.
This noble verse.
يبين فيها الله عز وجل.
Allah explains therein.
ماذا يقول المسلم?
What the Muslim should say.
إذا أصابته مصيبة.
If he is afflicted with a calamity.
ماذا يقول?
What does he say?
إن لله.
Certainly to Allah we belong.
وإنا إليه راجعون.
And certainly to Him we return.
إن كثيرا من المسلمين.
Many of the Muslims.
قد يقول هذه الكلمة.
They may say this word, this statement.
ولا يتدبر معناها.
And they don't reflect upon its meaning.
وإن معناها العظيم.
And its meaning is tremendous.
إذا قالها المسلم.
If the Muslim were to say.
عندما يصاب بمصيبة.
When he's afflicted with some calamity.
خصوصا إذا فقد عزيزا فمات.
Particularly if someone important or one of his relatives passed.
فليقول هذه الكلمة.
So he says this word.
ويتفكر في معناها.
And he reflects, ponders upon its meaning.
إنا لله.
Certainly we belong to Allah.
ملك لله.
We're of Allah's dominion, His sovereignty.
وخلق لله.
We're His creation.
يفعل بنا ما يشاء.
He does with us whatever He wills.
ما شاء الله كان.
Whatever Allah wills is.
وما لم يشاء لم يكن.
And whatever He does not wills.
متى شاء قبل أرواحنا. ما شاء كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن متى شاء قبض أرواحنا.
And whenever He wills, He'll take one of us.
ومتى شاء أحيانا.
And whenever He wills to أحيانا to give us life.
الله عز وجل يفعل بنا ما يشاء.
Allah does with us whatever He wills.
فإذا مات لك قريب أو عزيز.
So if some close relative of yours passes.
فاعلم أن هذا أمر الله وقدره.
Then know that this is an affair of Allah. He has decreed this.
الله عز وجل خلق كل شيء فقدره. قد جعل كل شيء قدرا.
Allah عز وجل, He created everything and He gave everything a certain measurement.
ومن لم يمت.
And ومن لم يمت, whoever has not died.
سيموت.
He will die.
لا باقي إلا الله عز وجل.
There's nothing that remains. Forever except Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Jalla wa Ala states,
كل نفس ذائقة الموت.
Every soul shall taste death.
وقال جل وعلا,
and He Jalla wa Ala stated,
قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه,
is it this death that you are fleeing from?
فإنه ملاقيكم.
Then it will meet you.
لا بد أن يموت الإنسان.
It's imperative that a person is
incumbent
that person
dies. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه.
Everything will perish except for his face.
كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام.
كل
كل من عليها فان، على الدنيا فان يعني منتهي.
نعم.
يموت ويبقى وجه ربك. نعم. ذو الجلال والإكرام.
Everything will perish and that which will remain is the face of Allah عز وجل.
فماذا يقول المسلم عند المصيبة؟
So what does the Muslim say at a time of calamity?
يقول إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
They say to Allah, we belong to Him, we return.
لا يلطم على وجهه.
He doesn't strike his forces.
ولا يشق جيبا، لا يشق ملابسه.
He doesn't rip off his clothing.
ولا يصرخ ويرفع صوته.
He doesn't go out raising his voice screaming.
ولا يحسب ترابا على رأسه.
He doesn't throw dust and dirt on his head.
ولا يلعن ولا يسب ولا يشتم.
He doesn't curse and revile people, speak bad to people.
ولا ينتحر.
And he doesn't ينتحر.
يقتل نفسه.
He doesn't go kill himself.
ولا يحتج على أمر الله عز وجل. لا يحتج. ما يقول لماذا فعلت كذا.
And he doesn't say to Allah عز وجل why does this occur and why does that occur.
انظر إلى حاله البدع.
Look at the state of the people of innovation.
يتذكرون المصائب.
They mention calamities.
في يوم عاشوراء.
And they have Ashura.
ويلطمون. يضربون أنفسهم.
Then they strike themselves.
كالمجانين.
Like the people who are insane.
الله عز وجل لم يقل اضربوا أنفسكم.
Allah عز وجل, He didn't say to force to strike ourselves.
بل قال لا ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم.
But He said, but don't kill yourselves.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما قال افعلوا ذلك.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, He didn't tell us to do this.
بل قال ليس منا من ضرب الوجوه.
Rather He said, He is not from us who strikes the faces.
وشق الجيوب.
And rips tears clothing.
بل أمرنا الله ورسوله.
Rather Allah and His Messenger have ordered us.
عند المصيبة أن نقول.
When a calamity that we say.
إنا لله.
Certainly we belong to Allah.
وإنا إليه راجعون.
And certainly to Him we shall return.
لما توفي الصحابي أبو سلمة رضي الله عنه.
When the Sahabi, the companion Abu Salama passed.
من الصحابة السابقين الإسلام.
From the foremost of the people in Islam.
وله فضل الله به عليم فضل عظيم عند الله.
And he has an immense virtue with Allah عز وجل.
ترك أرملة أم سلمة.
وترك
أرملة مما تزوجها أم سلمة رضي الله عنها.
He left the widow behind him, Salama رضي الله عنه.
وكانت قد سمعت حديثا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he سمعت
حديثا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He heard a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أن ما من مسلم يصاب بمصيبة.
There's no Muslim who is afflicted with a calamity.
فيقول إنا لله.
And he says that we belong to Allah.
وإنا إليه راجعون.
And to Him we return.
اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي ارزقني الأجر.
Allah reward me for this calamity.
واخلف لي خيرا منها.
And grant me better than this.
إلا أخلفه الله.
Except that Allah will grant it to him.
فقالت ومن سيكون خير من أبي من أبي سلمة؟ ومن سيكون من يخلص؟
And who's going to be better than Abu Salama?
لكنها آمنت بهذا الدعاء.
But we believe in this دعاء.
وقالت ما أمر به النبي صلى ما أمرها به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we say what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered with.
فقالت إنا لله. وإنا إليه راجعون.
We belong to Allah, to Him we return.
اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي.
Oh Allah, reward me for this calamity.
واخلف لي خيرا منها.
And grant me better than it.
فبماذا أخلفها الله عز وجل عن أبي سلمة؟
So what did Allah grant Abu Salama?
تزوجها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Hey, not Abu Salama. No, I messed up. What did Allah grant Salama? She's asking question.
تزوجها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
She married the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وكان خيرا لها من أبي سلمة.
And he was better than her than Abu Salama.
وصارت أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها وأرضاها.
And she became from the mother of the believers, may Allah be pleased with her.
على المسلم أن يؤمن بأن المصير إلى الله.
Upon the
المصير إلى الله والرجوع إلى الله.
And upon the Muslims to believe that we're going to return back to Allah.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها وهذا من رحمة الله عز وجل.
No soul is made to bear more than it can. No soul is made to carry a burden more than it can bear. And this is a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla.
فالتكليف لا يكون إلا بما يطاق.
So the burden that we have is nothing more than we can bear.
وما لا يطاق غير مكلفين به والحمد لله.
And that which we don't have the ability to do, we don't have this burden. Alhamdulillah.
والله عز يقول فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, fear Allah according to the best of your ability.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطعتم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, whatever you've been commanded with, then do with it that which you're able to.
فلا بد من الاستطاعة.
So
لا بد من الاستطاعة حتى نعمل.
So there must be we must have the ability to do it so that we perform actions.
وما لا نستطيع فغير مكلفين به.
And whatever we don't have the ability to do, then we're not responsible for.
وانظروا إلى أولئك بعض الدعاة.
Look at some of those du'a, some of those callers.
الذي يشغل المسلمين.
الذي
يشغل المسلمين.
Those who occupy the Muslims.
فيأتي إلى الضعفاء المسلمين.
So they go to the weak Muslims.
فيقول ما دوركم؟
And they say they say, what is your rule?
ماذا فعلتم?
What have you done?
في جهاد المشركين.
Concerning fighting, making jihad with the mushrikeen.
وتحرير أراضي المسلمين.
And freeing the land of the Muslims.
وإقامة دولة عظمى إسلامية.
And establishing the Islamic state.
ويعيشون في خيال هم لا يستطيعون ذلك.
And they live in a place in a town where they don't have the ability to do that.
أكثر المسلمين لا يفهموا دينه أصلا.
Most of the Muslims today they don't understand their religion in the first place.
كثير منهم يقع في الشرك بالله عز وجل.
Many of them have fallen into shirk with Allah عز وجل.
وفي البدع والمحدثات.
And in innovation and newly invented novelties.
وكثير منهم يفعل المعاصي والمنكرات.
And many of them have fallen into sin and evil.
فكم من مسلم لا يصلي.
So how many Muslims are there that don't even pray?
وكم من مسلم يقطع الأرحام ويعوق الوالدين.
So how many Muslims are there that they break the ties of kinship and they treat their parents bad?
وكم من مسلم يأكل الربا.
And how many Muslims are involved in riba?
وكم من مسلم يشرب الخمر ويفعل فواحش.
And how many Muslims they drink intoxicants and fall into vile heinous acts?
فأمة الإسلام أصبحت كالرجل الكبير المريض الذي اجتمعت فيه أمراض كثيرة.
So the ummah has become like one man who has many illnesses, many diseases inside of him.
فيأتي بعض الدعاة إلى شباب صغار جدد متحمسين.
So the dua, some of them come to some of the Muslims who they're young and they have like a lot of emotion and vigor.
فيقول انهضوا بهذه الأمة.
And they say, ويقولون
انهضوا بهذه الأمة.
And then they say, lift up this ummah.
وأعيدوا لها مجدها.
And they say, we return its majesty to it.
واجعلوا من المسلمين أمة عظيمة تهابها الدول الأخرى.
And raise this level to the point where it has the ability to take over other lands.
ويكلفهم بما لا يطيقون.
And they make them responsible for that which they don't have the ability to do.
وقد يكون أفرادا قليلين.
And there may be a small number of people.
ضعفاء لا سلاح لهم ولا عدد ولا عدة.
And they may be a small number of people who are weak and they don't have preparation, they don't have weapons and the likes.
ثم يريد منهم أن يواجهوا الأمم كلها.
And then they want them to go face the entire world.
ثم يقول لهم اقبلوا على هذا الجهاد.
And then they say to him, go out and take on this jihad.
وقاتلوا في سبيل الله والله ينصركم.
And in fighting the path of Allah, Allah will aid you.
فإن قال هؤلاء لا يستطيعون.
And if it said that these people they're not able,
قالوا إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
They will say that Allah has ability to do all things.
كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله.
Just like a small group may be aided, a small group may overcome a larger group by the aid of Allah.
قال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. ادخلوا هذه الحرب وادعوا الله الله يستجيب لكم.
And Allah stated, call upon me, I will answer you. So call upon him and enter into this war.
ويكلمهم بالخيال.
And they speak with them in a way that is deceiving them.
فلا يستطيعون حين أن يصنعوا شيئا.
So here they don't really have the ability to do anything.
ولا يواجهوا الدول العظمى الكافرة.
And they don't have the ability to face the disbelieving lands.
فإذا واجهوهم وقال لا تفعلوا هذا الفعل.
So if
ومنعوهم لا تفعلوا هذا الفعل.
And then if you try to prevent them from doing this action.
فلا قبل لكم ولا قدرة لكم أن تقاتلوا الكفار بهذه. بهذا الضعف وهم بهذه القوة.
And you say to them that you in your state of weakness you don't have the ability to fight the kuffar with their strength.
قال أنتم تمنعوننا من الجهاد في سبيل الله.
Say, are you preventing us from fighting jihad in the path of Allah?
والشهادة في سبيل الله.
And being a martyr for the sake of Allah.
رجعوا إلى المسلمين.
Go back to the Muslims.
وقتلوا المسلمين.
And they go kill the Muslims.
وقالوا هذا جهاد في سبيل الله.
And then they call this jihad in the path of Allah.
وكما يقال.
And as it is stated.
وأحيانا على بكر أخينا إذا لم نجد إلا أخانا. هذه وين الترجمة عاد. يقول بعض العرب وأحيانا على بكر أخينا إذا لم نجد إلا أخانا. يقول وأن أحيانا إذا ما وجدنا أحد نقاتل لقاتلنا بعض. فيقول أحيانا على بكر أخينا واحد اسمه بكر منهم وفيهم. يقول وأحيانا على بكر أخينا إذا لم نجد إلا أخانا. يعني حماس وفتح وكذا وقاتل. حماس وفتح.
So the meaning of what he stated was, if we don't find it, we can't find anybody else to fight.
على كل حال خلينا نرجع إلى ما كنا نقول. أن الله لا يكلفنا إلا بما نطيق.
So he said, in any regard, we only held responsible for that which we have the ability to do.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
Allah doesn't place a burden on a soul more than it can bear.
لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. ما عملت من الأعمال الصالحة لها. وما عملت من الأعمال السيئة عليها تحاسب كل نفس.
So whatever good deeds they earn, and whatever bad deeds they earn, then it's upon them.
قال المسلم في دعائهم.
And the Muslim saying in their supplication.
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا لا تحاسبنا ولا تعاتبنا ولا تعاقبنا إذا فعلنا شيئا نسيانا أو خطأا.
Oh Allah, do not take us to account. Do not punish us if we have forgotten, or if we do something in error as a mistake.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
لما قال المؤمنون.
When the believers stated.
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا.
Oh Lord, do not take us to account if we forget or
if we make a mistake. قال الله عز وجل قد فعلت.
They said Allah عز قال الله.
قد فعلت.
They said Allah عز وجل certainly I have done it.
فمن رحمة الله عز وجل.
From the mercy of Allah عز وجل.
لا يحاسب من نسي.
He doesn't take to account the one who is forgotten. Or he does something because he's forgotten. Or he leaves off one of the obligations because he forgot. Nor the one who made a mistake. So he did something that was evil, but he did it unintentionally. He didn't mean to do it. So when they make the supplication, O Allah, do not take it to account if we forget or if we make mistakes, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I have done so.
ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. كان الله عز وجل قد كلف من إسرائيل بتكاليف لم يكلف بها الأمة.
And in the rest of the verse here, in the next part of the verse here, it says, and do not place a burden upon us as you have done with those that came before us. And Israel, and the children of Israel, they were burdened with things that we were not burdened with.
رحمة بهم.
This is a mercy for them.
وإكراما لنبيهم.
And this is out of honoring their prophet.
فلم يكلفنا بتكاليف كانت على بني إسرائيل.
So we don't have the same burdens that the children of Israel were burdened with.
ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. لا يحمل الله. دعوا الله أن لا يحملهم ما لا طاقة لهم به. فقال الله قد فعلت.
And they say, oh Lord, do not burden us with that which we don't have the ability to do. And our Lord says, قد فعلت. Certainly I have done so.
واعف عنا إذا قصرنا في المأمورات.
And we say, Allah, pardon us if we have fallen short of the mark in with regards to the commandments.
واغفر لنا إذا فعلنا المنهيات المحظورات.
And forgive us if we fall into the prohibited acts.
وارحمنا أكرمنا من عطائك.
And have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, meaning grant us honor and nobility.
أنت مولانا أي تتولى أمورنا كما تشاء.
You are our protector, our guardian. You are one who disposes our affairs as you will.
فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
So aid us against the disbelieving people.
التاسع والخمسون متى تقوم الساعة؟
The 59th question here is, when will the establishment of the hour occur?
الساعة القيامة.
In the ساعة, it is the day of resurrection.
الجواب علمها عند الله تعالى لا يعلمها إلا هو.
And the answer to this is that only Allah Azza wa Jalla has knowledge of this. None has knowledge of it except Him.
يقول الله يسألك الناس عن الساعة.
Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that we ask you about the hour.
قل إنما علمها عند الله.
And certainly His knowledge is with Allah.
حتى جبريل عليه السلام لا يعلم.
Even Jibril عليه السلام, he doesn't know.
حتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يعلم.
Even the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he doesn't know.
حتى الملك الذي ينفخ في الصور لا يعلم.
Even the angel who was holding on to that horn, he doesn't even know.
فمتى الساعة؟
So when is the establishment of the hour?
علمها عند الله لا يعلمها إلا هو.
The knowledge of it is with Allah, and no one has knowledge of it, no one knows it except Him.
السؤال الستون ما دار الكرامة؟
The question 60 here, what is the land of nobility, if you will, Dar al-Kirama?
الجواب الجنة.
The answer is Jannah, paradise.
وقد تكلمنا عنها في الدرس السابق.
And we spoke about this in the previous lesson.
نسأل الله الجنة.
We ask Allah for the Jannah.
لنا جميعا.
For all of us.
ثم يقول السؤال 61.
And then question number 61.
كم عدد أبواب الجنة؟
How many gates are there to the Jannah?
الجواب 8 أبواب.
The answer is that there are 8 gates.
ما الدليل على هذا؟
What's the evidence for this?
دليل على هذا حديث أخذناه.
The evidence for this is a hadith that we've already taken.
وقرأناه عدة مرات.
And we've recited it to you numerous times.
وسمعه بعضكم.
And some of you have said it.
رواه مسلم في صحيحه.
Muslim has recorded in his صحيح.
حديث عقبة بن عامر.
On the authority of عقبة بن عامر.
من توضأ.
Whoever makes wudu.
فقال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
He says أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
He says أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
من يكمل؟ فتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخل أيها شاء.
The eight gates of Jannah will be open for him, and he can enter to anyone that he desires.
متى يرى السؤال الثاني والستون متى يرى المؤمنون ربهم؟
In question 62 here states, when will the believers see their Lord?
الجواب إذا دخلوا الجنة.
The answer is when they enter into the Jannah.
وهو أعظم نعيم لأهل الجنة أن يروا الله عز وجل.
And it is the greatest blessing that the people of Jannah will have.
نسأل الله من فضله العظيم.
We ask Allah for His expansive mercy.
يقول الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل, He mentions.
للذين أحسنوا الحسنى أي الجنة.
Those who perform good righteous actions, they will have Jannah.
للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة.
And those that do good,
الحسنى الجنة والزيادة النظر إلى الله عز وجل.
Those that do good, they will have Jannah, and they will have a ziyada, an increase, and that is the seeing of Allah عز وجل.
فسر ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So
فسر الآية.
And so the Prophet
صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسنى والزيادة الحسنى الجنة والزيادة النظر إلى الله عز وجل.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he explained this verse that those who do good deeds they will have حسنى, this is the Jannah, and they will have a ziyada, an increase, and this is seeing Allah عز وجل.
ويقول الله عز وجل الجنة.
And Allah عز وجل يقول عن أهل الجنة.
لهم ما شاءون فيها.
He said about the people of Jannah that they will have whatever they will therein.
ولنا ولدينا مزيد وهو النظر إلى الله عز وجل.
And they will have an increase in that, and they will be able to look at Allah عز وجل.
ويقول الله عز وجل وجوه يومئذ ناظرة.
And Allah عز وجل.
يعني النظارة والبهاء والسرور وجوههم.
And Allah عز وجل he mentions that their faces that they will be bright and illuminated.
إلى ربها ناظرة أي ترى الله عز وجل.
They will be looking at their Lord عز وجل.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كما في الصحيح صحيح البخاري.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated as come in صحيح البخاري.
إنكم سترون ربكم.
Certainly you will see your Lord.
ليس بينكم وبينه حجاب.
And there will be no veil between you.
كما ترون الشمس.
Just as you see the sun.
ليس دونها سحاب.
The sun without any clouds.
هل تضامون في رؤيتها؟ هل تحتاجوا أن ينضم بعضكم إلى بعض حتى تروا الشمس وهي في السماء؟
Will you all need to like would you all have to gather all together so that you could see the sun?
لو كنا في النهار.
If we were in the day.
وليس دون الشمس سحاب.
And there were no clouds in the sky.
هل نحتاج أن ينضم بعضنا إلى بعض حتى نرى الشمس؟ لم يستطيع يرى كل منا.
Do all of us need to gather together so that we can clearly see the sun in the sky?
نراها بوضوح.
We will see it clearly.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم سترون ربكم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated all of you will see your Lord.
كما ترون الشمس ليس دونها سحاب.
Just as you can see the sun without any clouds in the sky.
هل تضامون في رؤيتها؟
Do you all need to gather together so that you can see it?
لا تضامون في رؤيتها.
You won't need to gather all of you together so that you can see it.
وفي حديث قال هل تضارون في رؤيتها هل تضر يضرب واحد الآخر حتى يرى الشمس دون يشد من سحاب.
And of all you we need to like to pound each other together so that you will be able to see it. And
كذلك سترون الله عز وجل.
Likewise you will see Allah عز وجل.
الله ليس كالشمس.
Allah is not like the sun.
وإنما شبه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he is making a resemblance.
وضوح الرؤية بوضوح الرؤية.
He just explaining that the clarity that this can be seen with the clarity that Allah will be seen.
لم يشبه الله بالشمس.
He's not resembling Allah to the sun.
وإنما شبه وضوح الرؤية بوضوح الرؤية.
But he's explaining just as clearly as this can be seen, Allah will be seen.
في حديث آخر إن قال إنكم سترون ربكم.
In another hadith, it states that certainly you all will see your Lord.
كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر.
Just as you see the moon on a full moon night.
وهو كامل بدرا كاملا.
نعم a full moon night.
ليس دونه سحاب.
And with no clouds in the sky.
فأخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالأحاديث الكثيرة.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has informed us of many ahadith.
أن المؤمنين يرون الله عز وجل.
That the believers will see the Lord Allah عز وجل.
طيب يعني نتكلم عن رؤية الله عز وجل. لماذا نحن نصلي حتى نرجو أن نرى الله عز وجل؟
So why are we praying so we can see Allah عز وجل؟
نسأل الله أن يرزقنا رؤيته.
So we ask Allah to grant us allow us to see Him.
أن يدخلنا الجنة.
And to enter us into the Jannah.
ونسأله ما قرب إلى الجنة من قول أو عمل.
And we ask Him for those things that will allow us to get near to the Jannah of statements and actions.
ونعوذ بالله من النار.
And we seek Allah's refuge from the fire.
ونسأل الله أن يهدي الأخ الشايب هذا الذي شوش علينا.
And we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to guide the elder who was causing some confusion. So since we are guests,
والضيف حقه أن يكرم,
and the guest has a right to be honored.
الله أعلم, صلى الله عليه وسلم.